Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Have you ever had the experience of praying for someone or something, and you never really knew whether or not your prayer was answered? If dead people could come back from the grave to tell what happened in their lives in those last few hours, or possibly those last few minutes, we might rest better at night. Yet at times, God remarkably allows us to discover just how He answered a prayer in ways that have to be beyond the natural. In his book, Surprise Endings, Pastor Ron Mell told of such a situation. It all began when Roger Sims left the military and, to save some money, took his heavy duffel bag and began hitchhiking home. When a large, expensive car approached, though Roger waved his thumb in the direction he wanted to go, he thought, "Not a ghost of a chance, not with that car." To his surprise, though, the car quietly glided to a stop, and a distinguished older man with gray hair and a bronze tan invited him to get in. The businessman was going near Roger's home and agreed to drop him off. As they chatted about Roger's service time and world events, Roger felt a strong compulsion to talk to his friend and benefactor about the Lord, but he kept thinking of reasons why he should not talk to his host. "Religion's a private matter," he thought. But nonetheless, as he got closer to his destination, he realized, "Well, it's now or never." "Mr. Hanover," began Roger, "I'd like to talk to you about something very important." He then gave Hanover the simple plan of salvation, telling him how he could be born again right then. To his surprise, Hanover pulled the car to the side of the road and began to cry. He prayed with Roger, and then as they drove on, Hanover said, "This is the greatest thing that ever happened to me." When Mr. Hanover dropped Roger off, he gave him his business card, which Roger kept, thinking that someday he would stop by and visit his newly found brother in Christ. Meanwhile, 5 years went by. Roger Sims married, had a child, and got into business. "One day," said Ron Mell, "while packing for a business trip to Chicago, he came across a small, gold-embossed business card, the one Hanover had given him years earlier. Roger tucked it into his briefcase and decided to visit the man he had led to Christ 5 years before. When he looked up the address of Hanover Enterprises, somewhat to his surprise, he found the offices housed in an expensive high-rise building. When he presented the card and explained he was an old friend, the receptionist said he couldn't see Mr. Hanover, but he could see Mrs. Hanover. Somewhat disappointed, Roger was escorted into a beautiful office where a woman in her 50s was seated at a huge oak desk. "You knew my husband," she said. Roger then explained how her husband had given him a ride. "Can you tell me what date that was?" "Sure," said Roger. "It was May 7th, 5 years ago, the day I was discharged from the Army." "Did anything special happen on your ride? Anything unusual?" she asked. Roger hesitated. Then he told her the whole story, and she burst into tears. Moments after Hanover had dropped Roger off, he was killed in a head-on collision. Roger was the last person who had talked to him alive. For years, his wife had prayed for his salvation. But only then, 5 years later, did she learn that God had indeed answered her fervent prayers. Friend, you may never live to see your prayer answered, but when you are praying according to God's will and His word, put it in His hands, trust Him. Just wait.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.